Now, in this video, we'll break down the top 10 running backs in this year's NFL draft and how these players can help your favorite football team or even your fantasy football team this year. And we'll start with Isaac Horrendo, who you might not have heard about up until the NFL Combine, and maybe you don't even know about him otherwise. He is somebody who just had his final year in football last year in Louisville, and he's entering the draft. Now, the interesting thing is Horrendo never topped 132 carries in his five-year college career, but despite this, he still makes this top 10 list, and here's why. So Horrendo started his college career actually at Wisconsin in 2019. He played 4 years there up until 2022. His 2019 year isn't here. Only one game in 2020. Really never saw a role when he was in Wisconsin. Never saw more than 64 carries. Was buried behind another player in this draft class for a few years in Braylon Allen. We will talk about him later. But then he had his best season in 2023, where he saw by far his most carries. More than double any other year with 132, 810 yards. He was averaging over 6 yards per carry. He finally had that big season. Now, Horrendo still wasn't the RB1 for his team. He only had 130 carries. He was behind Jawar Jordan in Louisville in 2023. And maybe this is just a reason that the coaches didn't see the proper skill set for him. We've seen this in the past with teams like Tennessee and having Alvin Kamara as their backup in college. But in 2023, he was explosive. He had a breakaway run rate of 10%. That means 10% of his runs went for at least 15 yards. And he also ranks 7th amongst all running backs in yards after contact per attempt, which correlates really strongly with future NFL success. So you're getting this powerful back who was explosive in college last year. And at the NFL Combine, he helped himself out more than any other back in this class. He ran a 4.33 40 time at 225 pounds. Look at this. That is the 100th percentile at the NFL Combine, the 7th best running back profile of all time there. He also showed elite burst, well above average agility, 84th percentile. All this was amazing. One of the best running back athletes literally we have ever seen. This NFL Combine showing put Horrendo on many people's radars and now has him as a legit player to be drafted in the middle rounds. Now there are some concerns and some of them are obvious. The first one being his production, because it took him until his 5th year to produce in college. And even then, he was still a backup. Plus, he will be turning 24 in June, making him a bit older of a prospect. However, the athleticism at his size is just something you can't ignore, especially when he was showing glimpses of that explosiveness just a year ago. Horrendo reminds me of Isaiah Pacheco, a player who dominated the NFL Combine and was later drafted because of this, but just really didn't have a ton of production in college. Now, the number 9 running back in this year's NFL draft class for me is Will Shipley, and Shipley is a versatile prospect. He spent 3 years at Clemson, so you might know the name. And in these 3 years, he was productive, as you can see right here on Player Profiler. Right away in 2021, as a freshman, a young 19-year-old freshman, in just 10 games, he has over 70 rushing yards a game, 739. When you factor in his receiving yards, he's going for over 900, right around 900 total yards on the season, and he backs it up with just more production, as you can see in 2022, his big breakout year when you factor in his receiving yards, going for over 1,400 total yards here. Now, in 2023, his season was impacted by an injury that he ended up playing through for much of the season, but he still had over 1,000 total yards and 31 receptions. Now, Shipley is a bit of a confusing prospect for me because he had a solid college career, but this was a bit inflated based on his offense. He just wasn't a standout player on a per-play basis. Now, here's what I mean. Check out this piece of information I found in the late-round prospect guide. Only 4 running backs ever have had a yards-per-team play average of just 1.39 or lower and found success in the NFL. And Shipley falls into that category. He wasn't all that efficient on a per-play basis. Your translation was he just wasn't all that dynamic or explosive. It took him larger workloads in an inflated offense. So the production is there, but maybe it's a little bit skewed in some areas. Well, how about his athleticism? He did not work out at the NFL Combine. This was due to an injury. He ended up going out at his pro day at Clemson. And you can see right here, he had great speed overall. He ran in the 4.4s, a 4.46. And you can see his short shuttle, his agility, some of his explosiveness, both of these, his jumps and all that were great based on the relative athletic testing score that you can see right here on the screen. However, there is a little bit of a sketchy part of these pro days that we kind of have to bring up. And we can see that right here on Twitter, that this account posts out that Will Shipley actually was clocked originally at running in the 4.3s, a 4.39, but of course there's going to be a bunch of different times there. He's at his own pro day and they're going to report the best one. There were a lot other times that were slower, 4.44, 4.47, even some 4.46s and 4.48s out there. It's really not all that ethical in my opinion to say he's a 4.3 player when most of the stopwatches have him in the mid 4.4s. But even if you take the mid 4.4s, it's not all that bad for a running back around 205 pounds or so. It's just not as elite or dynamic or as explosive as it might have been. Now, the overall positives for Shipley are that he's a natural receiver. He does have explosiveness to his game and his balance might be his best trait, but of course there are some downsides. And I would say that some of these downsides are pretty evident on film and when they translate to the NFL might be major concerns. Shipley's just 205 pounds and he struggles to pass protect and his lack of size and strength becomes apparent in these types of situations. And that starts to bring up some major concerns on can he be an actual 3-down back in the NFL or is he only going to be one of these satellite backs? That's why he lands as the number 9 back on this list. Now at number 9, we have Ray Ray Davis out of Kentucky, and he might have one of the most inspiring stories in this draft class. Because at the age of just 12 years old, Davis was actually homeless all by himself. He was in the foster care system as early as the reports I saw were 8 years old, and he basically had to take care of himself at 12 years old, and he said that he learned to become a man and be self-aware at that point. Look, this dude's just mature. It's as simple as that, as mature as you can be, and these types of traits will stand out in the draft process because they do translate in other areas. The NFL teams are going to recognize, respect, and certainly weigh this heavily when deciding to draft. These unteachable traits, they do matter. Now, as for football, you can see right here, Davis bounced between three different programs. You can scroll over. He was at Temple, Vanderbilt for a couple years, finished his career in Kentucky, and Kentucky's where he had his best production, but he also had some production at Vanderbilt, so it wasn't just a one-year blip. No, he also had it in 2022. You can see here over 1,000 yards, and then in 2023, with his receiving yards, he totaled over 1,400 total yards and 29 catches. And he actually ranked second in this class in best season reception share, earning 16% of his team's receptions in one of those seasons, which is impressive. Now look, Davis isn't going to blow you away by the athletic testing. He ran a 4.52 40 time. Now this is above average, and it's definitely not awful based on his size. 70th percentile is fine. It's just nothing elite or great, but that's just not where he wins anyways. Because Davis relies on his vision and instincts mostly. He's also a quality pass catcher, but of course there are downsides. His long speed, like we said, is a question. His inability to consistently make defenders miss, and he's going to be 25 in November. That last point might actually spook a lot of teams. I mean, turning 25 in your rookie season is crazy. I mean, you could look at Breece Hall. He's already played 2 years in the NFL, and he's still just 22 years old. You got a lot more of a shelf life on him. I expect Davis to be drafted in like the fourth or fifth round and be a quality back for that type of a value. He reminds me, just based on his overall background in college, his size, his speed, his athleticism, I think overall he looks like a DeAndre Swift to me. Now, at number 7 running back is Marshawn Lloyd, and what sets Lloyd apart from others in this class is his size and his speed. Because at the NFL Combine, he weighed in bigger than expected at about 220 pounds, but look at this. He ran in the 4.4s for his 40 time. We talked about Will Shipley earlier. He's like 205 pounds, and he didn't even run this good of a time, or he ran right around this time. This guy's 15 pounds bigger, running with the exact same speed. That's really impressive. Now, earlier we talked about Isaac Horrendo, who ended up running a faster time at a bigger size, which is definitely more impressive than Marshawn Lloyd, but you have to factor in the whole profile because Horrendo only had 1 year of experience. Lloyd has multiple. Because compared to Horrendo, Lloyd had 2 seasons of college production. Horrendo just won, but let's take it back for a second. He started his college career, actually tore his ACL, and in 2021, he still wasn't right, dealing with the injury, only had 64 carries on the season. But then in 2022, he's finally healthy. He gets his first big workload of over 100 carries. He averages 5 yards per carry. He's starting to look good entering his senior year when he transfers to USC. And at USC in his final year in 2023, he earned over 1,000 total yards, and he had a career high 129 touches and 9 touchdowns. Now, Lloyd never had this massive workload. His most carries in a year, as we just said, 116, but he was efficient on these touches. He ranked 4th in the entire nation last year at forcing missed tackles, which has a very strong correlation to future NFL success. And 16% of his runs, double the average, went for 15 or more yards. These are breakaway runs, which show that this guy is explosive. Now, the pros to his game are clear. He's a big back with speed and explosiveness, but there are also some concerns. Lloyd was never able to earn a full workload in college. His vision is a bit of a concern, and he's an older prospect at already 23 years old. These concerns keep him a little bit lower on this list, but this next guy is rising pretty quickly. And that's a player that we talked about in our video about the most overlooked rookies in the draft, and here he is again. This is how much I think he's going overlooked. Tyrann Tracy is our number 6 running back. I think he's a borderline top 5 back in the class. Now, as we mentioned in that video, Tracy had an interesting college career, to say the least. He spent 6 years in college. He was a super senior, and here's the kicker. He spent the first 5 years as a receiver. But let me take you back to 2018 when he was being recruited to Iowa, and they actually wanted him to be a running back there, change his position from wide receiver early on. He ended up not wanting to do that. He stayed a wide receiver, and for his first 4 seasons at Iowa, he really didn't do all that much. If you can scroll over right here, his best season was 36 receptions. Other than that, though, he never topped 15, and he was just kind of getting frustrated, so he decided to transfer to Purdue. Now, here's the thing. When he transferred to Purdue, that same exact coach who wanted him to be a running back to start his career at Iowa was actually at Purdue and said, hey, we're going to make you a hybrid player. So in 2022, his first year at Purdue, he saw a career high 17 carries. Now, he was still a receiver. He caught his most receptions ever that year as well, but he averaged over 8 yards per carry, and entering 2023, Purdue said, we want you to be a full-time running back. So Tracy put on 15 pounds of size that offseason and ended up being a running back, and he was pretty good out there. He had 716 yards on 113 carries and led the Big Ten in yards per carry. He was also top 10 in yards per attempt after contact, which is just showing his wide receiver skills transferring, ability to pick up yards after the catch, your quick twitch ability. So that sixth year as a senior was good to finally see some production in his first year ever as a running back, but then at the NFL Combine, he blew people away. And keep in mind that he was supposed to be a receiver, so these numbers should be a little bit higher, but still really good for a running back his size. Ran in the 4.4s, showed elite burst and agility, as you can see right here on Player Profile. Now, the downsides to his profile are that he only has 1 year of college experience as a running back, and he's already 24 and a half years old, but you could also twist that and just say that's a positive. And he has just 1 year, so not a lot of tread on his tires, and he's not your typical 24-year-old running back because of that. I view Tracy as a dynamic back who can win on all three downs due to his size and ability to pass protect. He kind of reminds me of Aaron Jones coming out of college. We have now reached the top five of this video, and number five is going to be Braylon Allen out of Wisconsin. We kind of touched on him earlier when we talked about Isaac Horrendo, and look, this guy is impressive. He's 235 pounds, and his background of production we have to talk about. Because Allen started his college career at just 17 years old. He skipped his final year of high school to play college football, and he played right away. As a 17-year-old, he actually earned over 1,300 total yards and 12 touchdowns. And the crazy part is he was recruited to be a linebacker, and they changed his position. So he was super young, going to a new position, and was still that productive in the Big Ten. Now, the production only continued in his final 2 years in college. You can see he picked up a larger workload in 2022, 229 carries, had over 1,200 yards. His final year, he goes for about 1,000 yards when you factor in his receiving ability. And maybe most impressive in that final year was he ended up picking up more receptions. And this was a focus of his game that he's now stated in past interviews. He had 28 receptions in his final year at Wisconsin. They're not known for throwing to their running backs really ever at all, but those 28 receptions were more than his two previous years combined. Now, the most impressive part is that he graduated at just 19 years old, and he'll play his entire year in the NFL as a rookie and still just be 20 years old. So he checks the boxes of early production, and he's still at a young age, and he has the size, but what about his athleticism? Well, the answer is we just don't know. He did not run at the NFL combine, and at his pro day, he still didn't run. He went out there for some drills, caught some passes from his quarterback, but he didn't run or do any of the agility testing. And the reason stated was for a high ankle sprain that he suffered the year before, but it does bring up the questions, is the reason the 235-pound running back isn't running because he just doesn't have all that much speed and that would hurt his draft stock? We just don't know. Regardless, Allen will be a middle-round pick due to his early age production alone, but there are concerns outside of the potential athletic testing questions. Despite his size, he doesn't break tackles consistently, and his vision is a little bit suspect. He's kind of a raw running back, but I would actually view this as a good thing, because you're getting a 20-year-old running back who is able to produce in the Big Ten at such a high level without those traits we just mentioned, and now in the NFL, if he could be coached up them a bit, well, it's going to go a long way. Into the top four we go, and this is Blake Corm. And now, this might be a name that you actually noticed the most on this list out of Michigan. Corm spent his four-year college career at Michigan, where he was often playing in big nationally televised games, including the College Football Championship and playoff this past year, where he won the College Football Playoff. Now, there's a good chance that Corm would have actually came out in last year's draft and probably would have been a top 50 pick had he not suffered a late season knee injury to his meniscus. Now, let's take a look at his production and why he probably would have came out last year. He started his career as really the workhorse back, or picking up a lot more carries in 2021 when he goes over 1,000 total yards, but it wasn't until 2022 when he fully broke out. Over 1,400 rushing yards, nearly 1,600 total yards in that season, and this is where he probably would have been a second round pick, at worst a third round pick in the NFL if he didn't suffer the injury. So when he returned in 2023, there were some questions about would he still be the same guy after that knee injury, and the answer is, well, his production did drop. Corm's efficiency dropped from 6 yards per carry to 4.6 yards per carry, but there is some things we have to point out, because later in the season, his efficiency picked up when he was further removed from his injury, and we saw the old Blake Corm on a per-touch basis. One big question around Corm was, is he athletic? It was kind of hard to see the long speed on tape, and look, he wasn't all that crazy in terms of his speed. A 4.5 3.40 time at his size, it is actually above average, better than what I was expecting. I was thinking maybe in the 4.6s, so I wouldn't view this as such a bad thing. The big thing was, his agility was impressive, his bench rest, that's his strength, his power, also impressive. These are things we kind of knew, but it was great to see them. Now, Corm is best known for his vision. He can take on contact well, and his footwork and patience is probably his best overall trait. This dude is just an NFL runner. But the downsides are, he's a bit smaller. He's 5'8". There's not a lot of 5'8 running backs, any guys, not a lot below 6 foot really in the NFL that find a ton of success. He's only 205 pounds, and he's a bit older, around 24 years old. But like I said, he's one of the best pure runners in this class. And when I watch his film and just kind of his overall traits and what his athletic profile looks like outside of maybe the speed, how he breaks tackles, his agility, he reminds me a lot of one Kenneth Walker. And I think there's a decent chance we can see him reunited with his college coach and Jim Harbaugh with the Chargers, because right here, obviously they're not going to spend their first round pick on him, but in the second round, probably not there either. But Corm should be there in the third round with pick 69. And at the very worst in the fourth round, 105 and 110, obviously they can trade up if they wanted to and they thought he might go off the board. But this third and fourth round pick, one of these might be spent on Blake Corm. Now, before we move any further, I would just like to let you know about the 2024 Fantasy Blueprint, because I have just one simple question. Do you want to win your fantasy league? And this might be really early for you. Well, the answer is probably yes. And this blueprint will help you do just that, the draft part of the season, and then help you all throughout the season as well. And now here's the kicker. For a limited time only, it's just $10 for the entire year. And if you don't make your fantasy playoffs, I'll refund that $10. No questions asked, no strings attached. This is risk-free. So to secure your fantasy blueprint today, you can just scan the QR code on the screen or click that link in the description below. Again, this is completely risk-free. Any questions, just let me know. We enter are the top three at the running back position, and let me introduce you to Jalen Wright out of Tennessee, who's been a bit of a mystery, but as we get more pieces from the NFL Combine and some more reports, he's becoming less of a mystery and more of a secured top three player for me. Wright spent 3 years in college, and overall, he was productive right away. In 2021, he comes out as an 18-year-old true freshman. Usually, these guys don't even play at all. The fact that he earned 85 carries in just 9 games, he saw 410 rushing yards is impressive. And his role grew in 2022, but he was still just a part-time player until 2023 when he stole the lead back role from veteran back Jabari Small and produced over 1,100 yards in a career-best 22 catches. Now, Wright never had a major role in college. 148 touches was the most he had in a season, but honestly, this means there's not a lot of tread on the young player's tires. Now, here's probably the number one thing you need to know about this dude. He is just as explosive as it gets. He led college football in explosive runs of 10-plus yards last season. 26% of his carries went for at least 10 yards. I mean, just think about that for a second. 1 out of 4 of this guy's touches was going for at least 10-plus yards in a first down. So that's obviously great. And then he shows up to the NFL Combine and just dominates it. He runs a 4.38, 95th percentile speed score. His burst is 95th percentile. Just unbelievable. And did I mention he just turned 21 years old? He's one of the oldest running backs in this class. Now, of course, these are all the positives. There are some downsides to his game, like inconsistent vision and passing game rawness. But in my opinion, the pros at his age, being such a young player and this explosive, makes him one of the top backs in the class. Now we head to my number two running back, who I believe is the number one running back for a lot of people in this year's draft, and that's Jonathan Brooks out of Texas. And look, I can't disagree with you. He's my number two guy. It's like splitting straws up here. When you look at Brooks' college production, if you're not really into college football or following it that closely, you might be left wondering, like, why is this guy a top running back in this class? 2021, only 21 carries. 2022, only 30 carries. But you have to know the context that, well, he was competing with Bijan Robinson and Roschon Robinson, both NFL running backs drafted last year during those years, so of course he wasn't going to get on the field. But just the fact that he earned 51 carries in those 2 years and was able to average over 6 yards per carry both seasons is impressive. Now, once Bijan and Roschon left, we got Brooks being the main guy, and he posted over 1,400 yards in just 10 games at 20 years old before an injury. And that injury was a torn ACL, unfortunately, later in the season, but he's expected and currently on pace to be ready for NFL training camp. We shall see if that's the case. But it is pretty crazy when you go through this guy's game log. In just 10 games last year, this guy was averaging over 140 yards per game. And just look at it. And this is just rushing, not receiving, by the way, which he was also a good receiver. Over 100 yards, 100 yards, 98, 99, over 100 yards, over 200 yards, over 100 yards, 164. Just insane production. Now, he wasn't able to test at the combine due to his injury, but he has an elite combination of size, speed, vision, and strength on tape. And he last weighed in at 216 pounds, which is the ideal size for a modern day NFL back. Now, he's one of the best running backs in the nation in terms of explosive runs of 15 or more yards and forcing missed tackles. These are all the positive. Are there any downsides to his game? Well, honestly, the only real downside that I can point to right now, especially relative to the other guys in this class, is that torn ACL. But here is the kicker. The doctor who overlooked his ACL surgery and the recovery is the Dallas Cowboys team doctor. The Cowboys are in Texas. This kid went to school in Texas at the University of Texas. So if anybody knows about how he's recovering, it's the Dallas Cowboys. And right now, this is their running back room. Rico Dowdle, they re-signed to a one-year deal. Second-year undersized player Deuce Vaughn, and they just re-signed Malik Davis. So there's not much here. So they're probably going to spend a draft pick on him. And look at their draft picks right now. There's a good chance this number 56 overall pick in the later second round is going to go, if he's still on the board, to Jonathan Brooks. And it kind of seems like that right now. And in my opinion, it would be a solid and fun fit for the Dallas Cowboys and a really fun fit for fantasy football instantly based on the competition, making him easily a top 20 running back in fantasy. So we've made it to the number one running back in the draft. And for me, I go to Florida State and I look at Trey Benson. Benson played 4 total years in college. His first year in 2020 right here isn't listed because he tore his ACL, and then he played one more year at Oregon where he still wasn't fully recovered, only had 6 carries, so he ended up transferring to Florida State. And in his final 2 years there, he averaged over 1,100 total yards per season, 12 touchdowns per year, and 6.1 yards per carry. He was efficient. And in 2022, he put up one of the best broken tackle seasons we have ever seen. It rivals that of David Montgomery and Kenneth Walker from past best seasons. Now, there were some questions surrounding what his overall athleticism and mostly his speed looked like, especially since he was coming off of a gruesome knee injury, and it looked fantastic. A 4.39 was way better than a lot of people were expecting. At his size of 216 pounds, the ideal size, 98th percentile, that means top 2% speed at the position ever. Now, the biggest strengths for Benson's game are his overall size and athleticism, his yards after contact, and he's just a great pass protector. So now, despite his poor track record of receiving abilities in college, just the fact that he could pass protect so well is going to keep him on the field on third downs and make him a potential three down back. Now, probably his biggest concern is his patience and vision that his overall athleticism has just allowed him to get by with in college. He's going to have to improve this entering the NFL. If you're trying to think of a player to compare him to, think about Lamar Miller, a very successful NFL veteran, and they had similar athletic backgrounds, they had similar similar college production. Middle round pick for Lamar Miller, probably where Benson will go in the fourth round or so. And Miller, 5 straight years of 1,000 plus total yards. Those would be a great NFL career if Benson did that. So this is me ranking the top 10 running backs in this upcoming NFL draft. Now, if you do want that fantasy blueprint, be sure to scan that QR code on the screen. That will be the lowest price that it is all season, and I appreciate you in advance. This video specifically just looked at running backs, but if you want to see the most overlooked rookies in the entire draft at any offensive position, well, just check out this video right over here that was released earlier this month.